This week, kids at the Pribilof School District are in Bering Sea Days, learning about the world around them. The middle and high schoolers sat down with a visiting scientist to get to know them a little better.
My name is Hillary Burgess. I work for an organization called the Coastal Observation and Seabird Survey Team. It's a community-based research program at the University of Washington.
What brought you to St. Paul?
Our program studies what washes in on beaches, and we do that in partnership with a lot of volunteers and community organizations and resource management agencies. And the Eco Office here on St. Paul is one of our long-term partners, and Lauren and Veronica and Paul and Aaron have been working really hard for many years to document dead seabirds that wash up on beaches, including some major die-offs where there were a whole bunch of birds that we normally wouldn't expect to see. And I got to know that team, and in turn, they invited me out here, and I just couldn't pass up the opportunity. So here I am.
So how did you find the job, and who told you about the job?
Well, I went to graduate school at the University of Washington in the School of Environmental and Forest Science. And when I was in school, I discovered this idea of doing science with the public. So anybody can participate in asking a science question and helping to answer it. And sometimes that's called citizen science. Sometimes it's called community science or public participation in scientific research. And so I joined a club, basically, a group of other students that were really keen on that topic. And the professor who was kind of organizing that group later became my boss.
Why do you like your job, and what's your favorite memory of your job?
Oh, I like my job for so many reasons. But one of them is that I get to travel to coastal communities everywhere from Kotzebue, Alaska, so way up in the Chukchi Sea, down along the coast of Oregon, along the coast of Washington, and Northern California. So I get to go to all those places and meet people who care about the ocean and who feel really connected to the seashore and the beaches where they live, and learn about those places, learn about those people. Just like I'm here visiting St. Paul, that's all part of it.
What did you do before this job as a marine scientist?
This is my first experience specifically in the marine realm. I was trained as more of a restoration and plant ecologist in graduate school. And before grad school, I worked in the National Park Service in Everglades National Park doing ecosystem restoration. And then at a botanic garden where I worked on sustainable gardening and gardening as habitat for wildlife and pollinators and things like that. So I literally got my feet wet in the marine world by working at Coast.
Do you mind if I ask one more question?
Go for it.
How is our island?
I like your island. It's really beautiful. And everybody is very friendly. And I had a secret hope of seeing fur seals and Arctic fox, and I already have seen both. Two fox this morning that were eating a giant Pacific octopus. So I could go home now. I've checked all the boxes. All my wishes have come true, but I'm glad I get to be here for a week and spend time with you guys.
This conversation was produced by members of the 6th through 12th grades. Join us at the community event Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the school for games, food, and more. You are listening to KUHB, the voice of the Pribilofs.